This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and those working to help those living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Becky Wainwright, a member of the Leadership Charlottesville 2006 class. There are many choices for people seeking assistance in getting their lives back on the right track, including local government. Today, we'll talk with two people in charge of public services in our area. Kathy Ralston is the director of Albemarle County Department of Social Services, which is the primary public assistance program for county residents who qualify for federal and state assistance. Buzz Cox is her counterpart in the city of Charlottesville. Cox describes the history of public assistance in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The public social services system in Virginia and in other states was created quite a long time ago for the purpose of administering the large federal public assistance programs, which today include primarily Medicaid, food stamps, and the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program.
How do you define poverty in general, or maybe it's easier to say, how do you define it here in our community?
Well, poverty is a term that means many different things to many different people. When we talk about poverty, most of the time we're talking specifically about income levels that are set by the federal government annually, figures determined by them as an amount of income below which, at or below which, you're considered to be in poverty in the United States. We actually have been trying not to talk so much about the federal poverty levels because they so drastically understate the problem of economic insecurity. The federal poverty level is so little money that you can, in fact, in our community, have more than twice as much income as the federal poverty level and still not have enough income to meet the basic needs of your family.
You used an interesting word there, that economic insecurity, which I think is much broader than poverty. Why don't you explain what you mean
by
that?
Well, when the federal poverty level system, if you will, was established a long time ago, it was intended to, and perhaps did, represent an income level above which you weren't economically insecure. But it has been it's been out of date for so long for so many reasons that it no longer really defines how much income you need to be able to meet your own and your family's needs. Economic insecurity, when I use the term, I mean not having enough income to meet the basic needs of yourself and your family. Food, clothing, shelter.
I think that's true. What Buzz is referring to is the federal poverty level. When it was developed many, many years ago, it really never was meant to be used what it's used for today. And it was really based largely on a family's food needs. And many, many years ago, many families were on family farms, and they grew their food. The fact that they still use it today is pretty startling, I think, to us. And if you look at a lot of the public assistance programs, they're based in that calculation, but it's at 180% of poverty, or 130% of poverty, or 150%, or 200%. So even the feds recognize that the poverty level is a number that is way outdated and really can't be used to address the needs of people. Basic needs are real basic needs. And some of the things that we've talked about is that people can, at 200% of poverty, might be able to meet some of those needs, but they can't do other things. They can't save for an emergency. They can't do the kinds of things that you and I might do in our own general lives that you would say, gosh, I think I'll get my children some new clothes for school. That doesn't happen with people, even at 200% of poverty, based on the rents that are charged in this area, based on how much we pay for food, based on our transportation costs, et cetera. So even at 200%, people are not making it in this area, and when you look at the kinds of jobs that people have that pay at those wages, what you're saying is that people have to work more than one job. I think it's really hard for people in low-wage jobs to get ahead. One of the things that I think studies show us is that low-income people face more challenges in trying to, for example, borrow money. So somebody needed to borrow money to pay a bill off. They have to do that at much higher interest rates.
In this community in particular, I think people working these low-wage jobs that don't pay enough to escape poverty or economic insecurity are working those jobs because they lack the skills and knowledge, education, and training to qualify for higher-paying jobs. And if that's your problem, it's really difficult to do anything about that except work two low-wage jobs or more.
One of the things that, somebody can do, certainly, is to get more education. If you're having to already work two jobs, the thought of taking a class at the community college or going to a technical school or something and adding more hours to your day is pretty daunting. So low-income people have to figure out the maze of how they are going to be able to do that just to get ahead.
Kathy Ralston has this advice for people who are looking for a permanent way out of poverty.
Get your education. Graduate from high school. Decide on either a technical or a college approach of where you're going to go. Learn to be an electrician, learn to be a plumber, learn to be a truck driver, learn to be whatever. But that is so key, because if you don't have that, particularly in this community, but I think that's true everywhere, if you don't have education, if you don't have a career goal, if you don't have something in mind and a plan to accomplish it, you're going to get stuck. And then once you get stuck, it's really hard to get out of that.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. We'll hear from Kathy Ralston and Buzz Cox later on in our series. Music in this podcast came from the artist Heavy Mellow off of their album Horizons, available through Magnatune.com.